Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. In 2015, Playbill established playbill.com/pride, dedicated to pride coverage and events. Each June, Playbill's iconic yellow masthead is replaced with a rainbow design in recognition of and honoring Pride Month. With diversity, equality, equity, visibility, and inclusion as the principles guiding their programming, this year's Playbill Pride will include multiple virtual events and a one-of-a-kind socially distanced live concert, all benefiting nonprofits that work with and for the LGBTQAI+ community. Alex Birch is the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Playbill, and he joins us now. Alex, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
Before we discuss Pride, I wanted to offer you my condolences about the loss of your grandfather, who ran Playbill before your father. It's wild to me that Playbill's a family business. It's so huge.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, it honestly is a kind of an odd secret that it's not a secret at all, especially because we've been putting our names in the masthead for in Playbills every month for decades and decades. But it is a real honor to follow in not just my father's footsteps, but as you noted, my grandfather's footsteps. And it hasn't been the best a couple months for sure, but you know, seeing the amount of love for him and the amount of appreciation for his impact, and you know, it really has made the entire scenario a lot sweeter instead of just it being sad and or just sour or even bittersweet.
He must have been proud that you and your father followed in his footsteps and kept running Playbill.
He certainly was, yes. One of the things that I really think about often is that, you know, he took me aside and said, you know, it's definitely one thing to, you know, have two generations at a business, but you know, to have three just makes my heart sing. And I'll never forget that. And he made that sentiment very public to me often. And I just you know, felt a lot of pride as well. And I felt a lot of, not really pressure is the word, but I just felt a lot of responsibility when I heard that. Whenever I reminisce about that, it kind of just increases my focus, increases my purpose that I feel, and just overall is a real blessing.
Tell me about what the purpose and pride and mission you feel you have is.
I would absolutely say it's to continue the excellent tradition of Playbill, to expand on what that excellence really covers, and to utilize the brand in such a way that, you know, really benefits the theater industry as a whole. It really, you know, really honors what we all care about most, and really continue to evolve over time while also remaining true to what we are known for and what we are beloved for, which is being the memento that you're able to walk away with in a world that is continually getting more digital.
I know I save all of mine, of course. Of course.
And I know that you're not just saying that.
No, I do. I have a box under my bed to keep them from dust.
Very smart.
Alex Birch is the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Playbill. Tell us about what you have planned for Pride this year.
Well, Pride Month each year is always a really special month for us. We just love our LGBTQIA+ community members so much. And last year, it was such a strange year, as the understatement of the century. And for June, you know, we put on a Pride Spectacular, a virtual concert that we wondered, are people looking for this, or we hope folks want to see this, and turned out that a lot of people did, which was great. And so this year, we, instead of, I would say, doubling down on that, instead we were inspired by that and tried to emulate that success again, but also expand on that type of experience, that type of outreach, that type of event. And so this year, you know, we have a few really interesting and fun things that we're planning. The first is we're doing this series that is connected also to a virtual event that we're doing on the 26th called The Progress of Pride, where we're talking about just, you know, the, you know, where we've come from, where we are today, and where we need to go. So it'll be a really special concert on the 26th. And leading up to that, we have this series called Outtakes. And, you know, we have really wonderful members of the LGBTQIA plus community within Broadway, you know, four people who I'm sure you have heard of, the first being Anthony Rapp, the next being Caitlin Kinnunen, then Max Crumb, and then finishing up with Peppermint. Mm-hmm. And they
it's
all
a great lineup.
They're the wonderful people who have pieced together really wonderful videos that are coming out each week, and just talking about, you know, what is pride to them, and you know, what is pride through their eyes. And then they also sing a song, which is a beautiful thing. And so we want them to share their talent as they know best. And then, as I said, the Progress of Pride. So the larger event that's going to be on, like I said, the 26th. And but before that, we have this truly remarkable thing that we're doing, which is called Glimmer of Light, and it is a live event, so in person, and it will be at a drive-in in Queens. Mm-hmm. So it's at a theater that's a kind of a multi-use space. So it has a drive-in capability. It has a stage. It has a big blow-up screen. And we are putting on this event, and that is being created by the Neon Coven, an incredibly talented group of people who are just supremely wonderful to work with. And we've got a great lineup coming for that, and performing for that. Tickets are moving quickly, which is great to see. Not too shocking, especially because people are just so excited to be going outside and seeing things.
Yes,
and experiencing things. But it's funny because when we were looking back on when we decided to make this an in-person event, I basically said to Brian and Len, our two of our executive producers on this. Brian is our creative director at Playbill, and Leonard is our events and partnerships manager. And I said to them, we got to do this thing outside. we got to read the tea leaves that there's going to be, just a different world that we are currently living in. And if you think about that, when we were thinking about this at the start of April, and I mean, think of where we were at the beginning of April and where we are right now. And I'm glad that we were right. And I'm glad that we were able to do this in person. And it's just going to be such an incredible evening. And that's going to be on June 17th. So it's coming right around the corner.
It is. And it will be streamable after the fact, I believe I read.
It will be. Yes. Yes. It will be a week later on June 24th. And we're partnering with the Born This Way Foundation, Lady Gaga and her mother, Cynthia's foundation, which it's the first time we're working with them. They are just outstanding. We love them dearly. And it's, you know, it's one of the things that really spoke to us about them is that, you know, it's just the fact that we're working with an organization that's really about youth and about reaching out to youth who feel like they need a lifeline, and this group is here for them as their lifeline. And you know, we often speak to people who have already gone through such a journey in their life. You know, folks who are, you know, early 20s, mid 20s, late, you know, early 30s, late 30s, 40s, 50s. Like this is the audience. That's the audience that we talk to so much. But for the Born This Way Foundation, we really leaned into who we speak to on social media, honestly, which is a much younger audience. And that's an audience that we want to grow our relationship with. And it's just been an absolute blast. And all of the ticket proceeds go to the Born This Way Foundation. So we're really, we're just so excited to have this partnership begin this way.
Alex Bursch is the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Playbill, playbill.com or playbill.com/pride for more information. It has been a pleasure speaking with you, Alex. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Once again, playbill.com, playbill.com/pride. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.